You're listening to 91.1 WEDM, and this is Warren's World. Thank you for tuning in.
Hey, guys, and welcome back to a new Warren's World. I am your host, Maurice. Today, I'm here with one of my best friends,
Jamise Brewer. Hello.
And she's in orchestra and band, and today we're going to be talking all about that kind of stuff. So, you know, get prepared because it's going to be kind of fun. Like, it's just, and it's also good to learn about, you know, some things you personally don't know about, you know, what people are involved in. So this is also a really good Warren's World. So my first question is, which do you prefer more and why?
Now, this is like a difficult question for me because I love both. For band, I love marching band a lot. I love like just, you know, it's just fun because you get to connect with other people. But in orchestra, you play classical music and you get really into the music. And I love the vibe of just being able to play and feel my emotions, because that's when I like to express myself a little bit more, is in orchestra. So yeah, I feel like that.
Yeah, I mean, because after seeing that Beyonce movie, I wanted to be in band all of a sudden.
No, period.
No, but my next question is it hard to take on both?
It really is. I've been playing the flute for a long time, since seventh grade. I just started now picking up the piccolo since like last year. And I would say picking up a new instrument is really hard. So I had a lot of pressure on me when I had to play the piccolo in orchestra. So it is hard to take on both because your schedule is like messed up. Like on Monday, I had practice until 9 o'clock. On Tuesday, I had practice till 9 o'clock. On Wednesday, I had practice. So it takes up a lot of your time.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. I feel like with anything if you really do like it, I think you'll kind of find a way to put it in your schedule. So, I mean, which rolls me into the next question, which is, do you see this as a career? Like long-term wise, do you see yourself, you know, playing in a band or doing orchestra or playing like film scores or stuff like that?
Okay, for me, I'm going to be going into nursing. So getting into an orchestra would probably be when I retire.
Right.
I'm obviously going to be practicing, but there's such a long process into getting into a big orchestra. Yesterday, I went to go see the Indianapolis Symphonic Orchestra, and it's just, they're really, really good. And I think there's only 33 like big orchestras in like the United States. So it's really hard to get into an orchestra. I mean, you can always play at a local church or something of that nature, but I feel like I would pursue that when I do retire.
Yeah. I feel like for me, if I was to be in the position you are, I would definitely probably hold on off of it because one, you have like, there's so many other things you probably want to do.
Of course.
And like, you know, this is just something that you still like, but you don't want to pursue it as a career just yet. So you're giving yourself that time and also the space to kind of just be flexible with what you want to do, like currently, you know?
Because it is a very, very big commitment.
Yeah, a lot of people say that. I've talked to other band members and they say it takes up a lot of your time. And
it does.
You know, but you learn so much in it. So I
guess, and you meet so many new people. It's you connect with so many people that like the same thing as you do. And it's just, it's wonderful.
Yeah. And my next question is, which instrument did you learn from band?
Okay, I learned the flute for band. In the seventh grade, I always knew that I wanted to play flute, and I just ended up playing flute and picked it up.
You know, was it easy learning the flute, or did you, oh, like you said, you probably knew that you probably already knew how to play since you said seventh grade?
Seventh grade, yeah.
Yeah. So the next question is, what instrument did you learn in orchestra, or, you know?
I play the piccolo and also the flute. I switch between both, which is really hard because it's not a different instrument, but you have to have different techniques to play each instrument.
Yeah. And finally, any advice for any newcomers going into orchestra or band or just, you know, juggling all of that?
I would say just do it. You know, you meet so many cool people. Talk to others because it's a great way to communicate, especially like even if you have sectionals, like talk to people. I just say do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's always fun to sort of meet new people and also make music, you know, so, yeah.
Right. And I was going to say that's the last question, but I have one more question. Mm-hmm. What do you think is the easiest thing to learn in orchestra or band? And what is the hardest about learning something in them? I know that's a big question, but, you know.
Okay. The thing is, in orchestra, in band, you have instruments and Well, duh, you have instruments. Yeah. But it's like, you know, it's a different style. Band and orchestra are two different styles, because in band, everyone sort of, has the same technique, but it's like everyone has the same way of playing. And then in orchestra, you have to match the strings. They're very detached and very short. So it's hard for a wind instrument to kind of blend in with the orchestra.
Yeah.
So that's one thing that's different and hard about it.
What about the easy part of it?
Oh, the easy part.
if there is an easy part to it.
I mean, it depends on the person, because I know some people, the music is easy for some people. I know when I went in there, I had to use a different technique than what I did in band.
Yeah, that sounds good. Any last advice or anything else you want to say on the podcast?
I would just say, if you're going to get into band or in orchestra, like, just do it. Like, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Even though it can be stressful at times and it takes up so much of your time, it's worth your while.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Also want to talk about this too for a quick second, is I think things that, like, I've already mentioned this before, but things that make up your time, make sure they're things that you actually like doing and they bring some sort of value into your life. So alrighty, guys, thank you guys for joining in on today's Warren's World episode. And other than that, I will talk to all of you in the next one. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Warren's World. See you next week.